Everybody. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And
ooh, listen to the voice. It's the Wednesday voice.
I'll tell you what, I hate this set of headphones. This cable is all tangled up this morning.
Don't be negative. That's why he sounds terrible.
Because his mic's tangled, or his
headphones are
tangled. Anyway, don't be terrible, I heard.
Don't be negative.
A voice from the ether.
I'm not negative. I'm just positive this cable's screwed up.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, joining us, as you no doubt have heard, is Vic Krause from the Warbirds Arena. Yes, apparently they rousted him at an ungodly hour today.
It'd be 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. It was really an interesting day. The adrenaline was flowing at about 3:47 today. We did an emergency VIP run to the museum for the Breitling folks, and we had to bring their race team in and then go back and shag the VIPs that slept in. So it was
your life is so difficult.
It's awful. Just awful. So, hey, quick question. How did Dave Holmes do in my stead yesterday?
He did fine.
He did great.
He told me he did fabulous. He said I did a lot better than you, Vic. Did he really?
I actually missed that segment for unknown reasons, but no. Anyway.
Yeah, no, well, he's a great
stick. You see, yesterday Mr. Slacker here was taking care of some business.
Yeah, emergency phone call from home stuff.
I got to be in charge for 15 whole minutes.
Oh, wow.
I've already been told never again will they leave me alone in the studio. But no, he did great. He was a good interview.
Yeah, I got him filling in for me again today. I had another collision of schedules, and he's going to do the 11:30 brief with Wayne Fleury at Show Center. So
there you go.
Yeah, pretty
breaking
cool.
him in, aren't you?
Yeah, sunrise this morning. Get ready. You guys, I didn't see you there, but at 6 a.m., Warbird Alley, they lit up the two Tiger Cats and the B-25 Mitchell, along with five Mustangs, and taxied out. They had a crowd even at 6 a.m. And
we saw a flight go over, but I didn't realize it was Tiger Cats.
You got to cue us into this kind of stuff because that is a don't miss.
I know.
We saw three B-25s and four Mustangs go over this morning. Can you tell these guys to buzz the campsite a little lower next time, because that is a wonderful sound.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it is a lovely sound, and all that snapping and popping and just the vibe. And Warbird Alley was rumbling this morning.
It really was.
Great show. And they, like I said, they had a big crowd, but a lot of them were the Breitling people, and mm-hmm. they knew about it. I didn't even know. I just stumbled into it because we were running them down there.
Right.
But what a show that was, and the takeoff. You can imagine
the
fury and the sound of the departure. It was amazing.
Now, what was the all these high-powered race drivers that are used to these exotic this and that, what were their impressions of the tram tour and everything going on up there?
You know, we didn't – I had a microphone, but they were doing a lot of communicating with themselves, and I thought, you know what, I don't want to interrupt with a lot of my – chatter. So I kind of let them, I just gave them a couple of things. I said, you know what, you guys, when you're on the flight line today, we had a call from legal yesterday, from EAA legal.
Ooh.
And I said, you know, there's just one big caveat I want to pass through to you people. I hate to interrupt your conversations, but whatever you do, when you guys are out on the flight line today, please do not feed the pilots.
Yeah.
No, I mean, have you ever seen these guys in their flight suits? I mean, one more cashew and that's going to be a wardrobe malfunction.
He's
right?
going to have to go from a P-51 to a
DC-3. Yeah, DC-3. They hate me when I say that. They do. But hey, how about the paper today? What? Did you see page 18?
Not yet.
Oh,
no.
Got to whip that baby
Hey, come
open,
on. We you know how we work. We get up 5 minutes before airtime.
That's
I tell you, it's the best story I've ever read.
It must be about you, Vic. I'm guessing.
I think my name's in the first sentence. That's
it's either
there
it is. Dave Holmes.
There it is.
Page 18, folks.
Warbirds Venture Tram Tour.
That's
free.
Yeah,
absolutely free.
Totally free. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So we're having fun. And gosh, we already launched our first tour at 7:30 a.m. It was full.
Wow.
Hey,
at 7:30, what are you talking about? Yeah, they want
a
ride.
I've got a suggestion here. What we need is a camping area down by Warbirds so that all of the early birds that want to see this heavy metal go out in the morning, You know, they get up, pop out of their tent, and there they are.
Oh, I'd be happy to just have the trams come down to the campground and pick us up.
So would I.
Hey, wait a second. Take a page out of the chapter from the Vintage and the Homebuilt guys. Just put your little tent under the wing of the B-25. Just stay right there, and you'll know when it's time for them to
We'll know when they're leaving, that's for sure.
Absolutely for sure. But, great couple of days already. I said to you in the lobby, what is this Wednesday? This can't be Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. What do your numbers look like? I mean, you've been running full trams every day.
Okay, brace yourself for this number. So Monday, the gift shop. And, of course, you know, we're like Disney. You know, I stole
Even the narrator said, and of course, the last stop is the gift shop.
It is the gift shop. And you know what? We won't let them exit on the left. They got to exit right into the front
right
door.
Into the gift shop.
So Monday, Diane Churchill told me that their revenue for the sales of all the Warbird paraphernalia on Monday was double over last year's Monday.
Wow.
And I didn't get the total number from yesterday, but it was stratospheric. So it's really going on.
That's good. You know, and we were all wondering if people were even going to show up with the gas prices and everything, and you can't even tell there's a difference.
This place is packed.
Yeah. It is.
You kidding me? Yeah. I had more than one person come up and say, does it seem like there's a lot more people here, not just average? I said, yes, it does.
Yeah.
And what I like, a lot more young people.
Yes.
And guess what? So my hat's off to Boeing because they bellied up to the bar, and I think they kicked in for this 18 and under free thing. So I think they gave a few shekels to the EAA, and that they are subsidizing some of that.
Right.
But that, you know, under 18 and under for free, that's had a huge impact on the youth attendance at this event.
And they need everybody scrambling for pilots, and that's where they're going to come from.
I'm telling you what. So, I'm thinking that everybody's going to be a beneficiary, the Warbirds, the Vintage, the Classics. Everybody's going to enjoy, you know, their increase in membership and attendance and what the heck. So, here we go.
And they're going to need some more pilots for those airplanes.
Oh, the pilot shortage is critical. Yeah, just try to book a flight to Vegas. You'll see what I mean. It's
Yeah, no kidding.
I haven't tried to book any flights to Vegas lately.
Liar.
Yeah, right. I wish. I want to take my own plane to Vegas and do it. He used to, in Flight Simulator, fly his airplane right down the strip.
Yeah, well, listen, you may be able to fly there, but after you're done in the casinos for a few days, you're going to have to be borrowing money to buy gas to get home.
Or walk. Listen, the trick with that flight simulator thing, now I was pulling out of McCarran Airport with an F-18, and you hang a right, you're taking off going west, you hang a right, you go north up the strip, watch out for the Mirage sign because there's a little kink in the strip, and if you're above 400 knots, you're going to go right through it.
Is that what happened to you?
Yep, many times.
So you demolished the plane before you even got a half mile away.
Yeah, I did.
You know, nobody said he was a good pilot.
He's a pilot.
Yeah. He's pilot here, pilot there. Yeah.
Okay. Old joke, but it's
like
reliable.
You couldn't see that coming.
So Vic, we've got a warrior village over there at Warbirds. What's that all about?
Warrior village.
A warrior village. Well, this is what they're telling me. It's on the schedule sheet here.
And, of course, you believe everything on that schedule sheet.
Oh,
right?
It comes right from the top.
Came off the internet, right?
Then it has to be true.
Yeah.
I've never heard of what the heck they're talking about.
Unless it's the reenactors.
You know what? That may be where they're... Mm-hmm. Because we got training command. They're all flushed out. We got a beautiful operation this year. A lot expanded it. About double what they had last year. A much bigger footprint. We've got some VIPs coming in. I think it's JFG Financial have become a big beneficiary in the last year or so, and they've got a big presence right there as well. Fighter Town is Fighter Town, and it's packed, right? And, I patrolled the reenactors. Very busy. You got to go there. You got to get up north. But Warrior, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Well, this now, is what they told me, so I figured I'd ask.
It's kind of a coup, I think, that you've got two. You've got an ME-109 and a BF-109.
That ME-109 is to drool over. Did you see the engine in that thing? It looks brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new.
Yep.
Oh, I got to tell you this. So over at Warbird's Alley, yesterday I went to take some shots again early. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show Monday, but the B-25 or the Tiger Cat, one of them, had the most incredible graphic. You know, nose art, of course it was a pinup model, but it was Miss Ukraine, done in the Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
It's on. You got to see it.
Yeah.
The artwork alone, you're going to be taking some pictures of it. It's great. And I know some of the moms were covering their kids' eyes, but, you know. No, it is. It's family friendly. Just teasing them.
No, that's good.
Yeah. But anyway, I had to mention that. It was really cool. The idea was cool, and the execution was brilliant. They did a great job on
it. Any idea who did the artwork
on
it?
I do not. I do not. I don't know.
Well, we have a guy on the property here, Gary Valesco. He's done a lot of nose art recently.
Okay.
And I was wondering if it might have been one of his creations.
He very well may have done it.
You know, I asked him to do mine, but he wouldn't do it.
Your nose art?
Yeah, he said my nose was too big.
Yeah, you're going to need a plastic surgeon.
Or a hammer.
Guy with a spray gun.
Yeah.
Oh, so we should definitely get back up there again, take another tram ride.
Well, here's the thing. I'm covering the station today, Vic.
Oh,
I'm But I'll be there tomorrow. It is number one on the priority list.
You know, we got Dave on a ride.
Yes,
yeah, finally. Finally.
How'd you like it?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
You had a good narrator.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Now that you've boosted your sales and everything, you're putting a drive-through in at the souvenir shop.
There
right?
you go.
A drive-through.
There you
I got to
write that down.
Let me write that down.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us, Vic. It's been Vic Krause from Warbirds.
Warbirds Over America.
Or whatever they call it up there. And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.